Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Peroni, and today I'm going on a rant, baby. There's not going to be any weed facts. Not going to be any dude for real bullshit. Not today. Today I'm wound the fuck up. That's right. So I hope you enjoy the sesh that's about to happen. Might get a little heated, might get a little angry. I don't know. We're going to find out. Because like I said, I'm fired up big time. Okay, so this sesh, at least what I'm doing is I'm going to tell you what we're smoking. So I'm smoking Cookie Cake from Green Seal in the bong. Sativa, I think it's 33% this time. And then I'm also smoking Sour and Citrus, which is from General Admissions. And again, I'll take pictures of the packages and put them up here. Sour and Citrus, Lemonberry Crunch. Sativa, it is 24.6% THC. So that's what's going in the bong today, in the pre-roll today. But we need to have talk. Staying hydrated as always. But yeah, we need to have a little talk. I don't know how long this session is going to go. I'm not totally sure because there's a bit of a rant that I got to get off my chest. So that's what we're doing today. We're ranting. Like I said, there's not going to be any weed facts. I'm going to light this pre-roll or the roll that I made when I feel like I'm a little too fired up, I guess. So what I wanted to talk about was a couple things that have sort of happened or are going on TikTok recently. And a lot of social media, really, to be honest. As you guys know, if you listen to this every week or come back every week, I'm a girl dad. I got two girls. I've got one boy. And I've started to notice, I'm sure you've noticed it too if you're on social media in any capacity. But it seems like nobody's putting effort into shit anymore. It's kind of pissing me off. Now, a lot of people are going to watch this. Oh, wait, hold on. Before I get in this, because I want to really hammer home my point. I have to, I guess, basically say this first. If you're easily offended by opinions, if you're easily offended by, straight talk or people, let's put it this way. There's going to be a lot of things that I say in this that are probably going to be offensive to a lot of weak-minded people. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to jump on any bandwagon. I'm not trying to create a stir of any kind. I'm just kind of fed up in seeing some of the stuff that I see as a parent. Also, as a creator, to be honest. Because I think, like everybody's noticed, we're taking a bit of a turn. So, having said that, I just want you to be aware that if you are a sensitive individual who doesn't like certain types of talk or doesn't like certain opinions, you should probably turn this the fuck off now, because I can guarantee you there's going to be something in this that I say that is going to offend you for sure. It's going to happen because I'm letting loose on this one, okay? So having said that, if you want to hear my opinion, if you want to know what I think about certain things, at least creating content, role models for kids, because that's really what I'm trying to get at here. If you want to hear my opinion on that, my take on that, then stick around. But like I said, if you're easily offended by words, you should probably turn this off real quick. So, let's fucking get into this. No, thank you for joining me, Justin Peroni, on your Friday at 4:20. Hopefully you enjoy this sesh, this rant of a sesh. I haven't had one in a while that was a rant, so I figured I'd let this one go. Okay, so let's get into this. So, earlier this week, I was flipping through TikTok, and I actually did a TikTok about this. If you don't follow me on TikTok, you can. I think it's Thoughts Off the Stem on TikTok. TikTok at Thoughts Off the Stem. Yeah, that's the account I'm using right now. I put up clips from the podcast, some of the funnier moments or what I think are funnier moments. But recently, I posted an opinion piece. An opinion about a video that I saw. Now, the video that I saw, and I'm going to reiterate this for the people that didn't see it, it was a woman. When I say woman, she was like probably in her mid-20s, early 30s. There was a woman telling a story about telling her dad that she is gay. Okay. The entire time she tells the story, she's got her phone down, below her, looking up. So, like, if I'm the phone, I'm looking up at her like that. So you primarily see the lower half, and you know what I'm saying? It's that angle. So the whole time she tells this story, she's fucking changing her pants. The problem that I have with this, okay, is that the story is bullshit, number one. Because like I said, she's talking about how her dad, she's telling her dad that she's gay, and then he was homophobic because he didn't agree with whatever. But then by the end of her little rant, her dad ends up being like, okay, cool, whatever. So he's clearly okay with her being gay. The whole thing was just her changing her pants. Now, I got attacked when I made this video by this dummy, okay? I'm not going to say who it was because I don't like to give anybody credit for stupid shit, okay? So this dummy comes after me, basically saying that I'm a perv because I had, looked at this video as sexual. Well, I hate to tell you, stupid, okay? But the video was completely intended to be just a video of vagina with a story behind it so that you could get views. Now, this brings me to my point as a girl dad, okay? I want my girls to have solid role models. Not just these stupid chicks that are fucking on TikTok, waggling their tits around, and trying to get views like that. Be like, oh my God, and waggling their tits. Okay? The other thing is, you know what you're doing when you make a video like that. And you want to pretend like, oh, it's something else. No. That's bullshit. Everybody sees through it. The only reason you're making that video is because you know that little boys and some idiot men are going to sit there watching it, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on until they realize, oh, I get it. You've just got your vagina out or your tits out. Well, and there's no point to the video. You just want the view after view after view, right? So as men and as smart people, we need to stop fucking accepting this shit, okay? Because we have young daughters and kids who look up to people like this or watch videos like this thinking it is completely normal to have a conversation into a phone that you're going to post on the internet with your parts hanging out. If you want to go into porn, I don't give a shit. Do what you want to do. But I'm just saying that if you're going to call yourself a creator, if you're going to pretend like you're... Even if you want to be a TikTok star and you want to pretend like you're famous or like be TikTok famous or whatever the fuck you think it is, right? The only way you're getting that is by showing your ass. There's no substance to you at this point. You are also not doing anything with any longevity, okay? There's nothing that you are giving back to society in making a video like that. You are just flaunting your body to get a reaction. And to pretend that you're not is fucking bullshit. And we all fucking know it. So instead of being the generation that teaches the next generation to just take off their pants and flash their tits, why not fucking put something together that has some talent? Why not put together something that, maybe takes a little effort? You can't just take a 15-minute fucking video and say, oh yeah, look, here we go. I'm opening the door and then I hammered the door closed and then boing, 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 boing. Fuck off, man. I'm done with that shit. And I'm tired of it. And honestly, like, I'm disgusted by it as a dad. Now, clearly there was a time when, I'd pay attention to bouncing titties, whatever. But I'm just saying that now as a dad, I want my girls to have good role models, not idiots that parade around in their fucking underwear for views. You know what I'm saying? I have a talent. Do something. Be smart. Use it. Nobody wants to put effort into anything. And I'm not just saying that girls can do this or are doing this because there are dudes doing it too. Either way, that's not a role model I would want for my son. But here's the thing is that what I see, because the algorithm works to me as a man, a straight man, right? Will show me whatever. So it's not like I go out seeking that shit. It just comes across my feed. And then you swipe by, whatever. You notice it. So for this girl to come after me and call me like, a perv and blah, 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 blah. I'm not the perv, man. You are putting your gender, in my opinion, is putting out they're playing to, okay, how do I explain this? And this is not like, so, I don't want to get in trouble. I want to explain it right so it's clear and precise and understood. It seems like lately, with TikTok, OnlyFans, all that stuff, there has been an uptick and a larger, I don't know what the word is, fuck. There seems to be just like a surge in women going the way of showing themselves off, or like flashing pussy or something like that to make an easy buck. And using their sexual, that's what it is, using their sexuality to earn a living. But then on the other side of that, condemning anybody thinking that they're doing that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's everybody. I'm just saying these creators on TikTok, because essentially that's what that other, the girl that had, you know, left the comment, basically was trying to call me a perv. But like, that makes no fucking sense. You know what I mean? Because I'm not making a comment. I'm not saying I liked it. I'm not saying I was like, you're putting it out there. If you make the content that suggests perversion, what reaction do you expect to get? You know, you're clearly like, you don't have to tell that story and change your pants. Why would you tell that story into your phone and change your pants? It just in general, like, that's weird. And then you have control over whether or not you put it on the internet. So to say, oh, I don't know why it went up. Like, you know, it went up there. You put it up there. You put it there because you know that as a woman, you could show your bits and dudes will, and just watch it for days. You know that. You're exploiting it. And in to me, it's not a legit, I don't view people that do that as legitimate. Like, sure, they're people, but they're not legitimate in what they do. They're not talented. They're just not talented. They don't have talent, you know? So instead they fucking resort to flashing their ass. And then the message that you send, you want to send an empowering message. You know, these same women say the same thing. Oh, we want to like empower women to, you know, be in control of their bodies and all this stuff. Like, great, sure. But is it really the way to do it? Like, is the way to do that by doing TikTok videos where you're telling, you know, either real or fake things about your personal life with your cooch hanging out? Like, that's how you get it? I don't know. That seems completely opposite to, you know, all of what real feminism is. Feminism? Did I say that right? Wow, I just got hit with high. Dude, I'm feeling great. This feels really good to get off my chest. I don't know, I might sound like a psycho, but I don't mean it like that. I just mean that there's the way in which society runs now. Everybody, man or woman, wants to get a quick buck, make the quick buck, make money fast, make a lot of money, pretend like they have money, you know, show off like they have money that they don't have, whatever it is. People want to feel like super important. But to me, it seems like, you know, these girls that are potentially role models to my kids, they're only like, there's no substance. Oh, how do I make a TikTok viral video? Well, this is what you do. Okay. You make up a story about something or tell a true story. It doesn't matter. And change your pants while you do it. And you angle the phone so that it's underneath you, so that your vagina is like the primary view of shit. You know, like, I don't know. It's very, it's disgusting to me, to be honest, because my daughters, you know, will come across that at some point. And even the people that are doing it, like, they think that's like an okay, like, it's not like it's some people. I feel like it's like everybody's doing it, you know? I even feel like dudes are doing it too. Like, everybody's resorting to pimping themselves out, like, literally to get to, I don't know, a level of wealth or whatever. But yeah, I don't know, man. It gets me riled up. The thing that gets me riled up the most is girls that are doing it. Because I feel like in this time, we all need some kind of... We need role models that are going to set a much better example than what's been out there lately. You know? It's not that I have anything against anybody, but you look at the people that are super famous now, like Kim Kardashian. Like, she got famous because she fucked a dude on camera. Like, that's what my girls have to look up to as a role model? Come on, man. I know there are women out there that are, you know, definitely, absolutely should be looked up to. I'm just saying that the prevalence of these seemingly stupid and exploitive people tend to dominate, like, media attention. So, like, that's what you see all the time. And to try and have... try and counteract that as a parent gets tough. I get that it's your job, but it's tough. And then it's fucking more annoying because you just see the next one come and the next one come. Like, there's so many where that's the whole thing. Like, it's all sexualized, you know? Like, why can't it be like, how come we don't know the female version of Elon Musk? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody that's highly intelligent that, you know, could be, I don't understand why we don't really know that, you know, or maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm ignorant and I don't really know what I'm talking about, but, I feel like that Brittany Granger, I think is her name, got, you know, she was stuck in Russia She got arrested for weed. She had, like, I don't know, a roach or something on her, and she was in jail for a long time. Now she's back over here, right? But, like, when you think about it, she used the weed. She bought the weed. She had the weed. She knew it was illegal, and she's blaming Russia? Like, you know the fucking rules. Are you fucking kidding me? Don't do that. Now you're over here talking about, like, oh, I'll never go there again because they're unfair and all this stuff. Maybe their conditions are shittier in jail. But that's the risk you take when you know that you're going to break a law. Are you really that pompous to think that, like, you can just fucking be like, well, I like weed, so too bad, I'm going to smoke it. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You're in Russia. Russia has rules. You know, and, like, if they say no weed, why would you take the chance? Now you get caught, you're fucked, you go to jail, you don't like it, and you blame everybody else? No, dummy. That was your fault. You did it to yourself. I'm not saying that you should experience maybe some of the things that you experienced, but you knew what the law was when you went over there. It wasn't like, oh, surprise, I didn't know. You very clearly knew, and you still chose to do it. So you were like, okay, but now she's getting a whole bunch of fucking media attention because she's starting to have these conversations about, well, I will never go over there. I'll never play overseas again, all this stuff. But you did it to yourself. I don't want my daughters looking up to somebody like that. Like, your character sucks. I'm sorry, but it fucking does. Like, people are so off the fucking map lately. Like, you just gotta be a little bit self-aware to realize that posting yourself on fucking TikTok in your underwear while telling a story, we all know what you're doing, but it also makes you look stupid. Like, have more self-respect, have more sense. Like, do these people not have anybody around them that's like, hey, oh, oh, whoa, that's stupid. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I never, not in my entire life, would I have ever thought, oh, you know what would be fun right now? If I take my pants off and I tell a story, I'm going to record it, and then I'm going to wait a day or two, I'm going to watch it, and then I'm going to post it on a fucking social media site. Like, not once. I wouldn't even take a picture of that when I was like, why? Like, what is the purpose? There is no purpose of that other than to get attention. Your brain is fucking broken at that point. Holy shit. Apparently, I feel very, like, right. adamant about this. But I do because I have daughters. And, you know, I don't want them looking up to these fucking morons. I want them looking up. And you know what? Like, okay, I will say this. Part of it is my fault because obviously I'm a dad, you know. I'm not fully aware of all the great women, you know, like, what do you call it? Role models, you know. So I should probably brush up myself. But my girls do have, like, close, like, people in the family who, you know, are absolutely the positive female role models, like, to the upteenth, to the best, you know. But, like, finding that in everywhere else in everyday life where they're looking, like, dude, it fucking worries me. It worries me. Not that I'm worried necessarily about my kids, but I'm definitely worried about... Definitely worried about, like, just the general population at that point. Like, how is life going to go once people that think like this, because it's starting to bleed in now, once people that think like this, you know, are fully taking over? Or what if they over, like, oh, dude. You know, they get into, that's the other thing, this fucking, what is it, artificial intelligence stuff, this chat GPT, is that it? Anyway, whatever it is, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, ChatGPT. Sorry, I don't know, it sounded weird. I'm all high and shit. Hope you're enjoying the sesh. Hope you're having a good Friday. Hope you enjoyed the week. Thank you. Yeah! Thank you for coming back every week and joining me. But yeah, that's my rant, man. You know? Oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, like, even with the chat GPT stuff, like, there's going to be, you know, idiots that start doing that and, like, working in that. So, yeah, I could see how civilization could fucking destroy it. Excuse me. Destroy itself really quickly. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I get that. But no, I really wish that there were... I know there's a lot of good, positive female role models out there. I just wish that they got more coverage. You know, I'm just very happy that my girls are smart and tend to recognize stupidity like that right away, which is, you know, whew. You worry about that sometimes, man. You know, if you're a parent, you know what I'm saying. You worry about your kids growing up and, you know, being stuck in a society where all of a sudden the thought process or how we look at things has completely shifted to something that's, you know, out of reach now, but totally fucked. You know, you just want to be sure that no matter what you do, you leave your kids with the ability. This is what I'm saying, like, my opinion of me wanting to leave my kids with the ability to form their own opinion all the time, you know, ask questions, even in the face of adversity and things like that, and make sure that they're not just accepting everything for whatever everybody says it is. So then, yeah, like I said, when I see some jackass on fucking TikTok talking about, you know, their dad, like I said, a homophobic shit, which ends up not being homophobic in any way, and just showing off poon to get views, like, I don't know, it agitates me. And I know, you know what, okay, I know what people are gonna say. This is what I think people are gonna say. People are gonna say, oh yeah, he's just fucking jealous, because he can't do it, so it's not as easy. No, fuck that shit. I'm not denying it. If I had tits and I was pretty, I might show them off a little bit. But at the same time, wouldn't that be fucking boring? Like, that's all you do? Oh, yeah, hey, look, I get it. But that just means you're a lazy motherfucker. Like, that's a broken brain, man. Don't you want to contribute something? You're not contributing anything if you're just flashing titties. You know what I'm saying? So you wanted to, anybody that wants to say, oh, well, he just, you know, he doesn't like it because it's not as easy for him to do. I don't give a fuck how easy it is. It's a respect thing. I don't know how you can expect people to respect you when the only thing that you do is take your pants off. You know what I mean? Like, again, this is not, I'm not saying somebody that gets into like porn or whatever. I'm saying somebody on TikTok taking off their fucking clothes, lip syncing to somebody else's work, dancing around, pretending like they're doing something amazing, and it gets rewarded. That should never be. What? Why is that rewarded? You did nothing there. You learned to dance somebody else created. Okay? You lip sync to a song that somebody else created. You put on nothing but a bikini. So anybody can do that. Oh, but can they look good in it? Doesn't fucking matter now, does it? I mean, clearly it does matter because internet. But what I'm saying respect-wise is doesn't matter now, does it? Because you now have seemingly nothing beneficial to donate or help or to like give to society. You're just showing ass. How do you feel fulfilled by that? How do you feel fulfilled by knowing that you're teaching young girls or young men, whatever it is, that all you got to do is flash some ass to get some attention? That's fucking bullshit. When I grew up, I was looking up to people that could make a change in something. Could you imagine being the person that shows their ass all the time and now they're trying to convince like the world that something bad's happening? They may even know. They may be smart, but they've done that, so there's no respect. I'm just saying, I wish there were better role models. Especially on like these new sites, these new social media sites like fucking TikTok and shit. Because TikTok will ban, again, everybody's going to say this because this sounds bitter, but it's not. I'm just pointing out a fact. That TikTok will ban my videos that talk about weed. I don't even have weed in them. I figured out that you have to cut out anything that has to do with weed other than saying something educational. Even my educational ones where I try to tell you weed facts get taken down. But yet any chick that's on fucking TikTok can just jump around ass out doing nothing. Cool, man. You can take off your pants on TikTok. You could take off your pants and tell a story. Okay. I tell you how to get reclaim from a fucking vape accessory or like dab rig or whatever without any showing you anything, just talking about it, removed. Where the fuck is our society going, man? How is our thought process this far fucking off? Do you understand what I'm saying? We're going stupid. Really fucking stupid. And I can't fucking stand it. It's gotten to the point where like I said, I get super agitated at the idea that when my kids go on TikTok, that's what they see. You know? And people will argue that that's normal. It's never been normal that in the middle of a conversation, you start taking your pants off. That is not regular. If that's regular now, too many people need a lot of help. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Because that's what this girl that commented said. She kept calling me perverted because I watched a video that came across my feed that somebody else made to be like that. But I'm perverted. Fucking some people, I didn't know how old she was, so I didn't want to be too mean to her when I talked, like, gave her shit, but, like, whatever her parents paid in education, they should get it the fuck back. Because the fact that this girl doesn't get the point, that she thinks that it's okay, that it's normal to take your pants off, record it while telling a story, put it on the internet, advertise it. Because essentially that's what you're doing with hashtags and shit. And do it solely for the purpose of people viewing you. You know what you're doing. You're not hiding it from anybody. That is not a normal conversation. If you, so aggravating. I can't stand it, man. I'm just saying. These fucking, I hate TikTok. I'm on it, but I hate it. Then again, having said that, I'll watch it for hours. If I could find WWE wrestling videos and memes and stuff, man, I'll watch that for like 2 hours straight where they show, I like the ones for with like clips from podcasts and stuff. I'll watch that for hours. But yeah, I don't know. It made me sad that, you know, there's a lot of like probably young women out there that think that this should be like a, you know, a standard of how to make money. I feel like you have to be very, very shallow. Or you have to at least be just straight up obsessed with money. That'd be it. Because, you know, I get it. If somebody offered me like, hey, 10 grand for me to take a picture of your dick. Sure, dude. 10 grand? Yeah, no problem. You know? But like, I wouldn't put it out on the fucking internet. I mean, I wouldn't want to. Because then it's just out there forever. Like forever and ever. It's out there. So as you get older, right? Like, and I do this, right? But I get that I would rather my grandkids and grandkids' grandkids see me doing smoking weed and getting high and talking stupid shit than me dancing around in my fucking underwear to get people to like me. You know? That's all I'm saying. It's fucked up. As a girl dad, it disappoints me. I have a lot of faith in humanity. But right now, I don't have a lot of faith in the collective brain. That seems to be, you know, dislodging logic from our youth. Because those kids, some of them, dude, I'm telling you, and I'm a pothead, okay? I have some conversations sometimes where if I was younger, I might just like never talk to that person again or those people again because like, boo, dude. There's just some real stupidity and real lack of self-awareness. Maybe that's the problem. The lack of self-awareness. I don't know. But I do know that my daughters are smart enough to know that that is not the way to get fucking attention. There's good attention and there's bad attention. And that attention is bad attention. How many times can I say attention? A lot. So I know that they should be okay. Sometimes I worry about my youngest, though. She could go either way. I'll support her, but I don't want to have to worry about her. I want her to be at least strong enough to do what she wants. But also smart. Like, I mean, I don't care if you make those videos and you're intelligent. It just seems very... It's a bait. It's baiting. Because all you're doing is putting that out there for people to watch and then debate like this. And allow people to say stupid shit. To try and get a rise out of other people. Because the video itself is stupid shit that got a rise out of people. So hopefully when my daughters are older, they'll contribute a little more to society than just jumping around in their underwear, lip syncing to fucking Bon Jovi in the kitchen while banging pots and pans, you know? Like, if you haven't seen, is it Idiocracy? If you haven't seen that, go watch it, because that's the way I feel like we're headed. With all this fucking shaking ass and everything, yeah, man. I see it downhill from here. Fuck. Well, anyway, that's my rant for the week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I hope you come back next week with me, Justin Peroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead on Thoughts Off the Stem. Where can you watch it? You can watch it on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube. Good Pods, Pod Chaser, Pandora. I don't know. Probably a lot of other things that I don't know about. Because it's out there, baby. It's everywhere. Oh, so I hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy your week. And until next time, keep your lids low, baby.